Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 31st chapter, Perek Lamed Aleph of Sefer Yeshayahu. It is a short perek. It is only 9 psukim long. So there's two sections in this perek we're going to focus on. And it actually sounds remarkably similar to Perek Lamed in many ways. Perek Lamed Aleph is focusing on those who go down to Mitzrayim to seek out help. In this case, it is they are al susim yisha'enu v'yiftachu al rechev kirav. They depend on military might. Now, it sounds like this group of people are not going there necessarily to make a coalition, but actually just to either use the equipment to buy up military equipment to create some sort of military backing, as opposed to the previous perek. And he says, woe to them. Hoy hayardim la Mitzrayim la Ezra. Woe to them who go down to in Egypt for Ezra and don't seek al Hashem. Why? V'gamhu chacham v'yavei ra'ah. Hashem is very wise. He knows what you think. He's going to bring about evil. Is devarav lo yisir. He did not remove his words. Hashem still means what he said, and he is going to remove you all. He says so poetically. Mitzrayim adam v'lo kel. Egypt is a human being and not a god. Suseyem basar v'lo ruach. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. All it takes v'Hashem yate yadoi v'koshal ozer v'nofel azur. All Hashem needs to do is lift up his hand and everything will fall apart. Everything you depend on will no longer exist. So when you hear this, it sounds a little bit similar to what last parak was about depending on Egypt and the coalitions made with Egypt and the falling of Egypt. How is this different? So the Mitzvot David points out that what we're referring to over here is actually a different audience. In the previous parak was the villages around Yerushalayim at the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, at the end of the time of Ahaz, leading into the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, whereas this audience is actually the northern kingdom, who is of the time, the people of Ephraim, under the auspices, under the guidance of Hoshea, the other prophet we're going to see soon, God willing. So it's a different audience, and it sounds like less than a coalition being made is actually simply the military trading. And if you think about it in today's day and age, and you think about, you know, all the things we do for the QME, for the Qualitative Military Advantage, and all the edge, and all the different things we have in the Middle East, we think on a very Gashmi level, we think on a very Hishtadlus type of level of protection. We need to remember the tones of what Yeshayahu is telling us. Of course, we're supposed to do what we're supposed to, but let's not underestimate. Let's try to remember that Egypt and all the nations around us and every nation which gives them military support is Adam v'Lokel, is a human being and not God. What does it mean to say that Hashem is lo yisir devaroi, that Hashem did not remove his word? So Rashi points out very simply is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hashem put a prohibition in the Torah. He says, Vayishivcha Hashem leMitzrayim ba'aniyos, Hashem will bring you back to Egypt in boats. This is in the curses in Parshas Kisavai. Mida keneged mida, Hashem amarti lecha lo yisayisif oili roysa, v'ata halachta midatcha. You wanted to trade and you wanted to go back there. Well, I'm going to take you back there as in exile. And this is what he's referring to back to a pasuk in the Torah. The second section of this parak now deals with, again, the coming of Hashem's miracle against Sennacherib, sort of a proof of Hashem's power and a proof of the lack of the importance of military success. So in this parasha, in this section, Hashem says, or Yeshayahu says in the, that Hashem will be over Yerushalayim like a lion which is crouching over its kill, roaring, and none of the shepherds can chase this lion away. Nothing can chase this lion away from its kill. This is Hashem protecting Yerushalayim, standing steadfast over Yerushalayim. And it says in this sort of enigmatic description, Hashem, he describes Ketziporim Ofois, Kain Yogain Hashem Tzvakois LYerushalayim, like these hovering birds, these flying birds, that's how Hashem will protect of Yerushalayim. And these four very strange words, enigmatic words, Gonoin V'Hitzil, Hashem protects and saves, Pasach passes over V'Himlet and brings about refuge. And because of this, Yeshayahu reaches out and he actually gives instructions. Shuvu L'Asher Hemiku Sarah. Return now those who have put themselves deeply into wayful ways. Remove your idols, your gold, your silver, the things you rely on, because after the miracle will become abundantly clear who is in charge. So make sure you are taking those steps necessary to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy all of Assyria, from the youth to the officers, and they will be burnt, so to speak, in this metaphoric fire in Asher Ur Lo Betzion, this fire in Zion. This is the end of the parak. What are we talking about? Why is it that we are like that. This notion of flying birds, Sipurim, or voice of Yerushalayim. In fact, this is the name of the commentary that Rav Yoel Ben Nun and Rav Binyamin Lau have on Sefer Yerushalayim. It's called Kitzipurim Afot, based on this pasuk. Why is this the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yerushalayim? So Radak says, quoting his father, Adoni Avi Zichron Yevrocha, he says that this is referring, it's referring to the destruction of the enemy. Like a lion in strength and like a bird in swiftness, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove our enemies. Don't for a moment think that we are outnumbered, that we are outmatched. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. Whereas the Malbim says, no, it's not referring to the destruction, but it's referring to the salvation, which is, seems to be the second part of the pasuk, which is how a bird will hover over its nest to protect it from predators. Which leads us to a fascinating question, and that is, what does the word pasoach actually mean? Generally speaking, pasoach, pei samach vov ches, which is to be found in pasuk hey in this parak, is related to the word pesach, which we use to translate as, the, of course, the festival which we celebrate called pesach, which we naturally translate as Passover, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over. But if you think about it, it's actually a bit of a strange detail in the name. Meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did many other things than passing over the house of Bnei Yisrael. Why is that so significant as being part of the name, the very fabric of what the festival is? So there is an interesting article that Rav Meidan from Yeshivat Har Etzion has, and it's found in the archives on etzion.org, which is a very, very fascinating thing. And he suggests, based on this pasuk, that maybe, and based on other psukim in Tanakh, like by Eliyahu, at admosatem poisachim al shnei asifim, it doesn't mean to say that a person is jumping over these two seifim. It rather means to say the word posach or pesach means to hover. So what Yeshayahu is saying over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is posach v'himnei Hashem, is hovering over Jerusalem to allow refuge for the Jews who need to escape from their enemies. What's the significance of this? So this actually helps us reframe what Pesach is about. Rather than thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jumping over the houses of Israel, passing over, what this actually means to say is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that fateful night of Makas Bechoros released the Magefa, released this terrible plague. And this terrible plague, as we know, the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, tells us that it does not differentiate between tzaddikim or rishayim. It destroys wantonly because this is a terrifying force Hashem lets out into the world. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poseach, he was over, it was, it means to say that he was hovering over the houses of Israel to protect them. It's the greatest terms of endearment of what Pesach is. Pesach is the moment we became a nation because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood hovering over us in the same imagery that Yeshayahu is describing over here, that there's a destruction to Assyria, but at the same time as this destructive force is released, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, and this is the model as well, not of that, just of that Geula, but as Yeshayahu tells us of future Geulas as well. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.